Here is an update on the status of Jeffrey Free Lewis, a well-known earth warrior who was sentenced to 23 years in prison for burning three sport utility vehicles. This is more time than a landlord arsonist who killed a child would serve in the same jurisdiction. This is more time than most rapists serve in the same jurisdiction. Now an appeals court has thrown out that 23-year sentence, and Free will get a new sentencing hearing, and at last, there is the opportunity to cut as much as 15 years off his sentence, and with luck, there may even be the chance to get him out with time served. 23 years in prison, probably with all the time served because they call him a terrorist, is more than four times the amount of time typically done by people who bomb abortion clinics. In the same court system that Free was convicted in, rapists typically serve about 8 years. So why is it that a fire in a sport utility vehicle drew 23 years? And that is the question that the court has to answer. Incredibly, it took 8 years for an appeals court to reach this decision. It took 8 years for Free's appeal to be heard. Again, as much time as a rapist would have served if convicted by the same court. There's a lot of selectivity in how the U.S. government and its subsidiaries in the states decide to sentence people for fires. 23 years for burning three sport utility vehicles, which are vehicles, not structures. 3 years ago in occupied Washington, when anti-war protesters marched to the White House and somebody, probably from Free Republic, a right-wing group, burned Ms. Concepcion's tent in front of the White House, there was no investigation, even though the fire was in front of all the security cameras. Activists managed to force the fire department to make a nominal investigation. They declared it was a set fire. They said it wasn't arson because it wasn't a structure. Those three sport utilities weren't structures either, and Free was convicted and sent to prison for 23 years. When an abortion clinic is bombed, typically the bomber, if caught, serves about 5 years. This is less than a quarter of the time that Free was sentenced to for burning, not bombing, sport utilities, not buildings. 5 years for bombing abortion clinics. No years for burning an occupied tent in front of the White House. And no years for that arsonist landlord, Chip Ellis, the former landlord of Cafe Mawanaj, before he forced them to close. 1 month after Chip Ellis of Radio 1 bought 624 T Street in fall 2005, there was a set fire on the second floor. At first, the fire department tried to say the fire was electrical, but there was a clear pour pattern from gasoline, and a gasoline-sniffing dog got a hit. A senior fire marshal agreed that this was a set fire, but the city refused to change the report. No investigation, no conviction, no sentence for trying to burn down Cafe Mawanaj, but 23 years for burning sport utilities. Finally, an appeals court 8 years too late has seen the outrage of this kind of disproportionate sentencing, and with the possibility that as much as 15 years might be knocked off of Jeffrey Free Lewis' sentence, Free might soon indeed be free, with time served, having served more time than a rapist, more time than a landlord arsonist who kills a child, and a hell of a lot more time than abortion clinic bombers would serve. Those who defend our earth deserve better treatment than rapists and murderers.